Hey guys, so today you and I are gonna talk about denied pull requests. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, how do senior software engineers feel when getting a pull request denied in a code review by a junior engineer? Well, I don't know how others feel because I've only ever been me, so I can just speak for myself, but I usually don't, like, there's not much in terms of feelings. I look at the feedback and I try to consider, is this a good suggestion? Is it not a good suggestion? Is there something that we need to clarify, or do I need to make like some like argument for the thoughts that I have? Is this an educational piece where like we should where I should explain my motivation for doing this so that the person might understand sort of the direction that I went, etc. etc. There are all these sorts of considerations that I have, but my guess is that the reason why you're asking is because you're living in this part of the you live in the society, or well, you know, I'm not gonna say society because this can happen anywhere. You live or work in a sphere, an environment where hierarchy matters and not correctness of thought and efficiency. Because in a hierarchy, the person who has seniority over you is the person who is correct. That's the way it works, usually. And a junior software developer could, of course, not possibly have a suggestion that is worth considering for a senior software developer because they have seniority, therefore they are going to be correct. The way that I think about it is that I put validity towards ideas and suggestions. I don't really care who came with this idea and the suggestion. I know that that's controversial, but I truly believe that if we ran everything as a meritocracy, I think, believe that's the term for it, rather than popular opinion or other stupid stuff that's happening on average today, a lot of the issues that we have today would go away, and half of the incompetence of the world would disappear overnight. We're never going to get there, of course, because meritocracies require you to actually have skill and proven skill, and you have to be able to evaluate that, and you have to set aside feelings and other simpler methods of getting your way, which is intimidation, threats, manipulation, corruption. All this other good stuff has to go out the window, because when you do things on merit, oh yeah, and bigotry, all of this good stuff, all that stuff disappears or has to disappear for a meritocracy to work. Because merit is not subjective, usually, or it's very difficult to make an argument for it to being subjective. If you are, like, some things are very difficult to evaluate, I will give you, but the idea of, like, if you have a good idea, or if you have a bad idea, and you can prove that this is a good idea or a bad idea, or you can back that up with a good rational argument, that is, in my opinion, the way to do things, and I don't really care whether or not who comes with the suggestion. If a suggestion is stupid, it doesn't matter if it's a senior does it or a junior. It's a stupid suggestion. If a suggestion is good, it does not matter if it's a junior level software developer or it's like, you know, a person who's just kind of passing by from accounting or something who just comes with a suggestion. It does not matter. It is a good suggestion. The validity of the idea is solid. And for me, when I get rejected, I mean, the problem usually I think is that as a junior software developer, it's very intimidating to suggest things to someone who is a senior. And it's not just that. I mean, I've even tried the times that I've been like a tech lead or a manager type of person, like someone who I don't know. Like I have had different titles or different jobs, but you basically have some type of authority. Then it becomes even more intimidating. Then the average software developer might not even dare to give you feedback or something meaningful because they're scared that this thing that I've talked about before, where whenever an employee does anything that might be controversial or like comes with, you know, takes a risk on behalf of the company, that person has to be damn sure that they're doing something that benefits the company, because if there's a difference of opinion between them and their manager, the manager's gonna win and they're gonna lose their livelihood or like there's going to be consequences to their career. And so people very naturally try to align as much as possible with whatever the quote-unquote leader is saying. And that's basic self-preservation. And that's very difficult when you have... Well, it's perfect if you're like a narcissist or if you're like a dictator or something like that, which may not be mutually exclusive. But it's very difficult when you want to improve your own your skills and you want honest, real feedback. It's very difficult. And that fear is so ingrained into people, I argue, that it's very difficult for a manager or a leader of any sort to get honest-to-God feedback from people, the reality of things, because they always have this problem where some people will fluff the truth, try to please them, or things like that, or they might want to manipulate the reality of the leader, etc., etc. It's very difficult to be, you know, I truly don't envy this sort of loneliness someone who is in real authority must in some cases feel when they're trying to act, because I hope at least that some of the people who are in leadership positions are competent enough to figure out when they're dealing with genuine people who they can trust and really rely on, and when they're dealing with people who might try to fluff things for them or try to manipulate them, etc., etc. And so for me, when I'm dealing with a junior developer who's never giving me any feedback, I try to help that conversation along because I want them to understand that they have to fix things. Like they are accountable to us in the team to give me the truth of the matter. It's not something that I want them to hide from me. I know that that's scary, etc. So that's something that lands on me a lot if I'm in that position where I have to take responsibility for building that sort of rapport with them. And I've always found that the only way to get people to truly trust you in order and to get them to dare to like give you feedback when they feel like they don't really feel comfortable with it is that you have to put your own cards on the table. You have to be transparent. And that's not something that the average manager will do. Like, most people don't do this, leaders don't never do this, because that's gonna, I mean, if you're a politician and you start speaking honestly with your people, it's gonna have to be in a very controlled environment, because if you can't trust them and they can't trust you, you have something, they have leverage over you if you do it the wrong way. So it's really important that you can get to those more intimate discussions with some people, I think, in order to build this sort of trust that they can give you honest feedback. And that's the way I try to do it. I try to everything from make conscious mistakes, or whenever I make a mistake in the code, I highlight that I made this mistake. I make it very, very public towards my team, and I sit down with my coworkers and I explain. So I'm not saying, and I tell them, like, you may have not seen this. I made a mistake because I clearly didn't, but this is the reason why it's so important to you guys, for you guys to give me. Like, when you see something that is not right, you have to tell me, because I'm not perfect, as you can see. And you could have spotted this. Anybody here could have spotted this, most likely. And if you didn't, that's fine, then nobody spotted it. But if you did and you didn't tell me, then now we have created a production issue, or like we've created some type of problem. And we only did that because you don't trust me enough, or you feel like you can't tell me that I made a mistake, because there might be repercussions. And I'm going to try my best to make you feel as if, no, you don't have to worry about that. Because what you have to understand, this is the transparency, you have to tell them that there are things that you may not like, but getting honest feedback on, well, like in code reviews and so forth, is not one of them. And that's a bit of soul searching there, because classic one is that you have people who just say these things, and then they don't live them. And when if you have an honest conversation like that, and you tell them outright that this is what you want, and then they try to give it to you, and you identify that they're trying to do it, but you're an immature leader or an immature person or something like that, and you scorn them or punish them for it, then you've basically lost your chances of ever getting them to be like completely honest with you. So what I want you to take away from this is that, well, when I get a pushback or like a denied code review from a junior, doesn't really matter to me. It's no different from if I get it from a senior or from whoever. its feedback, and I look at it as such. If it's good feedback, I make the change. If it's not good feedback, I suggest that I try to make my case for whatever I did. But I don't really treat juniors or seniors as different just based on their skill level. It's the same thing I've told you when I do interviews with software developers. I never check the CV, like how many years of experience does this person have before I talked to them. Because the only time I might do that is if I'm unsure, if I have a very hard requirement that they need to be senior level experiences or something like that. Because otherwise I just take the interview. If the code looks good, then I can learn everything I need from the actual interview with the person. And then that's it, because I've met a lot of seniors who simply suck at their job. They are not very good. And so their feedback is almost nothing. And then you have junior level software developers who have come with really, really great insights. It may not come as often as a really talented software engineer who's like a senior or something like that, but that's not the point. The point is that the junior is more in a learning position and less in like making valuable contributions position, but you still have to treat them, in my opinion, as if they are a senior software developer, because this is how they get better. This is how they get feedback on their own thoughts, and like they get to be exposed towards like how it is to actually just work as a software developer. It's a learning opportunity, if nothing else, and that's why it's so important to try to build that rapport with people so that they feel comfortable giving you honest feedback. It's very difficult to do this, and my suggestion to you is to be transparent. Like, be an honest to God trustworthy person and have that honest conversation with your people, because if they see that you fuck up and there's no big deal, and then they fuck up and you don't make like a mountain out of a molehill, and you only place accountability and so forth when it's appropriate, and you forgive like honest to God mistakes, etc., etc., when they feel like they can trust you for real and you're competent, usually people loosen up and you will have a much more fruitful relationship. Have a great day.